Transformation to a Competitive Integrated Employment Act, H.R. 2373/S.3238. Promote competitive, integrated employment for people with disabilities. Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act allows employers to discriminate against people with disabilities. Passed in 1938, Section 14C authorizes employers to pay workers with disabilities sub-minimum wages while they perform mundane tasks that do not transfer into skills necessary to transition to other employment options. This law only reinforces stigmatic misconceptions of people with disabilities and creates an artificial barrier to future employment opportunities. The misconception that the elimination of 14C will displace workers with disabilities is based on speculation and rhetoric. A growing number of employers have already stopped relying on Section 14C and have voluntarily withdrawn their certificates. In 2011, 420,000 people with disabilities were paid subminimum wages under the 14C program. Today, only 39,386 people with disabilities continue to receive subminimum wages. During that same time period, 2011 to 2017, the employment rate for people with disabilities has steadily increased every year from 33.4% to 37.3%. Additionally, 10 states have passed legislation limiting or barring the payment of subminimum wages for people with disabilities. Bipartisan consensus supports the phase-out of Section 14C. The Republican and Democratic parties' 2016 platforms both called for an end to subminimum wages for people with disabilities. In 2016, a committee tasked by Congress to increase employment opportunities for people with disabilities also recommended the phase-out of Section 14C. In addition, in an October 2018 report, the National Council on Disability, an independent federal agency charged with advising Congress, recommended the phase-out of Section 14C. Furthermore, in September 2020, the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights recommended that Congress should repeal Section 14C with a planned phase-out period to allow transition among service providers and people with disabilities to alternative service models prioritizing competitive, integrated employment. The Transformation to Competitive Integrated Employment Act, H.R. 2373/S.3238, discontinues the issuance of new special wage certificates. The Secretary of Labor will no longer issue special wage certificates to new applicants. Creates a grant program for states and individual 14C certificate holders to assist with their transition to competitive, integrated employment. This grant program will be available to all states and individual 14C certificate holders who transition their business models to support competitive, integrated employment for people with disabilities. States that receive grants must establish an advisory committee that includes employers, organizations specializing in employment for people with disabilities, Medicaid agencies, Ability One contractors, people with disabilities, and vocational rehabilitation agencies. Creates a technical assistance center to support all 14C holders in their transition to competitive integrated employment. Under the Department of Labor, the Technical Assistance Center will disseminate information about best practices to facilitate transition of entities to competitive integrated employment. Requires reporting and evaluation of the progress of creating and expanding support for workers with disabilities. States and 14C certificate holders will be required to report on their grant activities, evaluate changes in employment for people with disabilities, report average wage information, and evaluate employer actions taken to comply with the phase-out of 14C. Sunset Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act. 5 years after enactment of the TCIEA, employers will no longer be permitted to pay workers with disabilities subminimum wages. Remove artificial barriers to employment opportunities. Co-sponsor the Transformation to Competitive Integrated Employment Act. To co-sponsor H.R. 2373 in the House of Representatives, contact Phoebe Ball, Disability Council, House Committee on Education and Labor. Phone 202-225-3725. Email phoebe.ball@mail.house.gov or Kristen Flukey, Senior Legislative Assistant for Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, Republican, Washington. Phone 202-225-2006. Email kristin.flukey@mail.house.gov. To co-sponsor S.3238 in the Senate, contact Michael Gamel McCormick, Disability Policy Director, Senate Special Committee on Aging. Phone 202-224-4193. Email michael_gamel-mccormick@aging.senate.gov. For more information on the transformation to a competitive integrated employment act, contact Jeff Kalock, Government Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind, phone 410-659-9314, extension 2206, email jkalok@nfb.org.